I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, we're continuing our special series with the top 8 candidates for San Antonio mayor. All week, we've been sitting down with the 8 of the 27 candidates running to be the next mayor. Current Mayor Ron Nuremberg is term limited out. On The Source this week, we're providing half-hour interviews to the top 8 candidates, selected based on polling, fundraising, and holding previous public office. There's also more information about that rubric on our website, tpr.org. You can also see the schedule for when each of the candidates comes on The Source. Today, we're joined by Beto Altamirano. He is a tech entrepreneur. And in the second half, we're joined by Gina Ortiz-Jones, a 2-time Democratic candidate for the U.S. Congress and served as Undersecretary for the Air Force in the Biden administration. Our phone lines are open. You can ask the candidates your questions. Call in 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Mayor Ron Nuremberg has led the city since 2017, and he is term limited from seeking re-election this year. So this is the first San Antonio mayoral race without an incumbent on the ballot in 16 years. That might be one reason why so many candidates are on the ballot. There are 27 mayor wannabes. All week on The Source, we're hearing from the top 8 candidates running for mayor of San Antonio. TPR News used a rubric to get to the top 8 candidates that we'll have on the air. We've been looking at polling, fundraising, and past history of public service. Each candidate comes on separately for half an hour, and we open up the phones. You get to ask the questions, 833-877-8255. We have a rule that says keep the conversation positive. We ask the candidates to talk only about themselves and their vision for the city. No mudslinging here. And there's also more information about our process on our website at tpr.org and the archive of other interviews. So to early voting to start on Tuesday, April 22nd. It runs through April 29th for the May 3rd election. So you might want to hit pause on Fiesta for a hot minute and have your voice heard and vote. If no candidate takes at least 50% of the vote, the top 2 finishers will advance to a runoff that will be on June the 7th. And so in today's second half hour, we're going to be hearing from Gina Ortiz-Jones, the former Undersecretary for the Air Force. But first up, we have Beto Almiranto. He is Altamirano in the studio. He is a tech entrepreneur. And Beto, I'm sorry, I just messed up your name, but I know how to say your name, Beto Altamirano.
Hey, you said it twice. That's what matters.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, David. All right. It's great to be here on The Source.
So why a successful tech entrepreneur, why would you want to run for mayor?
Yeah, look, I'm the son of immigrants that came to the United States for a better life. You know, my father was deported when I was 17 years old, and that led me on a trajectory of self-discovery, but also learning about policies, politics. I went on to work in the Texas House of Representatives, U.S. Senate, White House, and got my degree in government from UT Austin and my master's in public administration from the Harvard Kennedy School. My career has always been government and how to better serve our community. And over a decade ago, I chose San Antonio to start my family, start my business, and build community. And when I did so with the intent to also build a company. And my company, Iris, developed the 311 San Antonio mobile platform, which connects people and government. So my life's work has been dedicated to improving government and community building. And this city has given me so much opportunity. And that's the same opportunity I want to give back to San Antonians. But we're facing generational challenges that require generational change. And there's an urgency to act. And my skill set of being an entrepreneur can serve City Hall in so many ways. But I'm a listener, too, when it comes to being a leader. And we spent about 5 months on a listening tour, visiting every corner of the city, David, when we announced my candidacy last summer. And I heard directly from people the issues that they care about, issues like childcare, construction, the never-ending construction, good-paying jobs, health, issues with animal care services. These are all issues that impact our community. And I translated all those issues into a policy framework that I call Plan 210, and for the listeners, you can learn more at plan210.com, which is focusing on three issues: infrastructure, economic development, and public safety. Crime being at the top of the agenda, health, animal care services, workforce development, childcare, small business support, sustainability, construction, housing. These are the issues that make up my policy platform. They are driven by people. They are people powered. And my motivation to run for mayor stands because my vision for this city is taking care of those immediate needs, but it's also building a future grounded on economic opportunity, inclusivity, and innovation. For me, this is not a stepping stone running for mayor or a consolation prize. It's a commitment to building a better future for San Antonio. And I'm committed because this is where I have my family. This is where I have my business. This is home.
So you were born in Mission, Texas, on the border in the Rio Grande Valley. How does that inform you? And how does that actually create opportunities for San Antonio? I mean, San Antonio could be a leader, South Texas, working with communities all across the border in South Texas, having that background and those ties. How does that become an asset?
Absolutely, David. So, you know, I believe in the power of San Antonio, the potential, the values of every San Antonian. But there's something so unique about San Antonio. Its heritage, its culture, its identity. It's something that we must continue to celebrate. And that's the same thing that we celebrate down in the border, all over South Texas. And growing up on the border, being bilingual, bicultural, it's something that I really enjoy, learning about my Hispanic heritage, Latino heritage. But there's something that unites the border with San Antonio as well, besides heritage, and that's the region. And also with North Mexico, I've been exploring this concept called the South Texas Triangle. There's about 35 million people in all of South Texas, Corpus Christi, the Rio Grande Valley, Laredo, all the way to Monterrey. And we need to better leverage the economic complexity of South Texas so that we can bring more opportunity to San Antonio. So that's why I'm proposing what is called the South Texas Triangle Economic Alliance, so that we can bring public sector leaders and private sector leaders to have a discussion about the future of South Texas as a whole, and to better engage North Mexico, Monterrey, for example, with more economic opportunities that we can bring to South Texas and San Antonio, creating more jobs for San Antonians. And I guess my bicultural, bilingual experience allows me to cross, you know, the border in a way that other candidates can't do that, right? Hablo español perfectamente bien. Me puedo sentar con el gobernador de Nuevo León y hablar sobre la política y cómo le va a impactar a San Antonio y a Texas. And that's the skills that I think we need today at City Hall.
Well, there's another candidate who says he can do the same thing. You know, that would be, Mr. Pablos, you know. So, yeah. You know, so would it be a choice between you two guys, or if that's your top concern?
Look, my top issues are the local issues impacting us, right? And I spoke about them. And I think that's my unique value proposition, that I'm not just focusing on in international relations or the economic opportunities that exist in other countries like Mexico. I'm also focusing on the people of San Antonio. And my campaign is talking about issues like childcare, after school care. My campaign is talking about issues like animal care services, water conservation. And these are the issues that are impacting San Antonians. I do have an outlook on the future of our economy. And as an entrepreneur in the technology space, I understand the emerging trends in our economy like cybersecurity, advanced manufacturing, bioscience, and aerospace, because I practice that. That's what I do for a living in cybersecurity. And I also have an outlook to doing business, you know, with South Texas and the rest of Mexico. But I'm focusing on the issues that are impacting San Antonians first. And that's why, you know, my platform, my policy platform is powered by people.
We're taking a break now. We're going to continue our discussion with Beto Altamirano. He's a tech entrepreneur who is running for mayor of San Antonio. In the second half hour, we're going to be joined by Gina Ortiz-Jones, also a candidate for mayor, a two-time Democratic candidate for U.S. Congress, served as the Undersecretary for the Air Force under the Biden administration. You can ask your questions for the candidates. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And The Source continues right after this.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp carrier dedicated to handling claims proactively and a commitment to helping injured employees and workers' comp policyholders get back to business. TexasMutual.com/claims.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. All week, we are highlighting 8 of the 27 candidates who are running for mayor. We're doing the interviews throughout the week. We have them archived on the website at tpr.org under the Source tab. With me in the studio right now, Beto Altamirano. And in about half an hour, about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by Gina Ortiz-Jones. And let's get to a voicemail that we have. Let's give a listen.
Hello, this is Erin. And my question for the mayoral candidates is, how do you interpret the results of the recent UTSA poll? And do you believe it accurately reflects the views of likely voters across all parts of the city?
All right. So the UTSA Center for Public Opinion Research surveyed, came up with a look at the candidates, and you're, depending on how you look at the margin of error, you could be tied for a second, Beto. And number one is Gina Ortiz-Jones.
Yeah, look, I'm very proud of the work that my campaign has accomplished. We started this campaign almost 10 months ago. And we had zero name ID recognition. And in the last 10 months, we built that up to this percentage that you see in this poll, tied to second place virtually. And that's a testament, I think, to the effort that we've done across the city of San Antonio, surpassing some city council members that have served for almost 7-8 years. We've organized communities. We built coalitions throughout the city. And I think what this poll also shows you is the commitment that we have to the message in the campaign, which is, you know, focusing on people power solutions. And look, I'll say this, right? There's a reflection there also of the work that we're doing in terms of being committed to the race. I didn't drop out of the race and came back. And for me, you know, this is something that I need to highlight, right? Because you want certainty in the people that are running for office and people that are listening, you know, to your communities. And that's what we did for 6 months, 5 months. We spent every hour on the road building coalitions. But I'll say this, David, that poll was conducted even before we had our strategies in terms of outreach being deployed with mail, virtual. And so that number's only going to go up. And I'm very excited about the potential of making it into a runoff and potentially winning this race, because we have people that trust and believe in us, right? We have community members in every industry supporting us. We have endorsements like the one from Nelson Wolf. And we have people that have been working with us shoulder to shoulder to making sure that we listen to every corner of the city. So I think this poll is just a reflection, you know, of the hard work that we put into the race.
We're dealing with water issues. There's a lot of concern about the protection of the aquifer. We know about a development that there's a lot of issues about, questions about challenging the protection of the aquifer because there'd be dumping treated wastewater directly into the aquifer. What are your concerns about, you know, development and aquifer protection and being to make sure that San Antonio has a secure supply of water into the future?
Water conservation should be our top priority when it comes to the water supply here in San Antonio. So I visited the Guajolote Ranch about a couple of weeks ago, and I was I joined environmentalists that were educating me on the issues that the Edwards Aquifer is going to be impacted by. And there's going to be pollution going into the Edwards Aquifer through the discharge zone at the Helotes Creek if Lennar Homes is the company that is looking to develop in that area. And that's a big concern for me, David, because that's going to impact the water supply of almost 2 million people in
San Antonio. The quality of the water.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to impact the quality. It's going to be polluted. and we cannot let that happen, right? And so I think, you know, as mayor, we need to leverage the bully pulpit, right? We need to have a voice in this process. And I'm also concerned about, you know, what happened with that settlement of MetroHealth, right? I want to have a public conversation about that, too. I'm concerned also that the council members were not briefed entirely on this issue because environmentalists, they've been fighting the fight. And so they are concerned that their efforts are going to go nowhere with TCEQ and with the state government. So we need to be proactive. And I think the next mayor needs to have a voice in this process, support, and make sure that our water supply is not polluted, you know, because of the discharge zone at Helotes Creek. And that's going to impact also the Trinity Aquifer.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Beto Altamirano in his run for mayor, 833-877-8255. Let's listen to the next voicemail.
My name is Kathy Vale, and my question is for Beto Altamirano. Mr. Altamirano has spoken a lot about the need for civic engagement in San Antonio, and my question to him is, as a new mayor with a four-year term, what is your vision for a robust, transparent civic engagement in San Antonio, given all the challenges that we are facing now and more coming? What do you hope to accomplish by regularly taking city government out of downtown and to all different parts of the city, along with your council members? Thank you.
All right, so Beto.
Yeah, so I spent about 2 years working as a public involvement specialist at the Alamo Area MPO, dealing with transportation issues impacting Bexar County, Kendall, Comal, and hosting town halls across Bexar County and listening to people. I do celebrate the efforts of public involvement throughout the city, but we need to do more. And I think the government at the city level, we need to be more proactive and transparent with every project that we're pushing, including Project Marvel, for example. We need to consult and we need to go out there and inform our community of the major projects that we want to accomplish as a city government. And I think the mayor has the responsibility to host these town halls throughout the city. And I commit to that idea. In terms of taking City Hall on the road, I'm also open to that idea. And I see a lot of potential in hosting City Hall meetings outside of downtown so that people can actually have access to their City Hall, to their city representatives. I do have the concern, right, of security issues, but I'm open to having that dialogue and making sure that the city government reaches to every corner of the city. And look, as the founder of the 311 San Antonio mobile platform, civic engagement has always been my top priority. That's why we created a platform that allows people to easily report issues that they see in their neighborhood. In less than 5 seconds, you can report that pothole or missing light. For me, it's always about giving people access to their government, and that's going to be my top priority if elected mayor.
So we have the backbone of San Antonio are the neighborhood associations, and they have meetings, they bring people together, they create cohesive neighborhoods, and they also work with public officials. They also frequently hear from the police chief.
Yes.
So what can you do to strengthen neighborhood associations so that they have more fuerte, you know, in order
que sean más fuertes.
Yes, yeah. to do good for the streets of San Antonio?
Hey, look, I think neighborhood leaders are doing an incredible job. I recently hosted a panel with about 10 neighborhood leaders. And I promise you, David, that I didn't speak that much. It was all them. I was moderating the panel. But I heard directly from them. And one of the concerns that I heard from them is that their city leaders don't show up to all their meetings all the time. And I think most city leaders do. But I think as mayor, I would like to see more collaboration between neighborhoods and bring neighborhoods together to have a conversation about the future of San Antonio and the immediate needs that those regions of the city are facing. So I would say that's how you can empower them. You can empower the neighborhoods by showing up as mayor and bringing 3, 4, 5 neighborhoods together and talking about how that region of the city is going to be impacted by either policy that is in discussion at the time. And also televise, you know, those meetings. But I think you have to go to the community. You have to go to the people. it becomes almost impossible, right? If someone has a day job to go to City Hall during the day and make their voice be heard. So we can do better.
One of the roles, particularly Ron Nirenberg has done this, is using the bully pulpit of being the mayor of San Antonio and working towards building a city of compassion. He showed support for the migrants and refugees who came through San Antonio, sometimes challenging national leadership by pointing towards, you know, that we should be a nation of compassion. Is that something that you think that you could actually follow in those in that way?
Yeah. I'm an empathetic leader. I'm a compassionate leader. And I'm all about building consensus, making tough decisions, but building consensus, listening. You know, and I know there's a lot of issues happening at the national level, like immigration, for example. And some of those issues are personal to me, as you heard my story of my father's deportation. I think the next mayor needs to stand up for what is right. Yes, there's an element of collaboration with the state and federal level, but the next mayor cannot be beholden to state leadership or federal leadership. There's a certain autonomy and independence that San Antonio needs to rescue, continue to celebrate, and that's the city charter, right? And we got to make sure that we protect that. And so moving forward, I think the next mayor needs to be bullish on that idea, that we are an independent city, that we have our own aspirations, our own needs, and our vision moving forward. And we cannot be beholden to any state governor or any president.
So why do you think that you would be the right leader for this moment in San Antonio history?
I think at this stage in my life, I know what I'm good at. And I'm an executive. I built my company from scratch. I scaled it from 3 people to almost 100 employees. I know what it takes to make payroll, sacrifice your salary, build momentum and vision for an organization. But I think my executive skills are also about building the right teams, putting the right projects and pursuing the right projects, building consensus and making those tough decisions. And I think, you know, for those that ask about my background in academia has been all about government. My background in the practical sense has all been about government. And when I became an entrepreneur, it was all about making government better. And we cannot confuse the idea that being a career politician is being a good leader. I think what we need today is get things done at City Hall. We need to have that entrepreneurial spirit. And I think my combination of public sector, private sector leadership with also the understanding of the modern economy because of the world that I navigate as someone who innovates with technology. Plus, having a strong approach to grassroots organizing and listening to our community, that's what we need in San Antonio today. And I'm excited about the possibilities of taking this city to the next level. Conformity and the status quo is not going to get us there. We need to shake things up, and we got to make sure that we protect the identity and the culture and heritage of San Antonio as it grows, because in the next 25 years, you're looking at over 4 million people in San Antonio, and you're looking at 8.5 million people between San Antonio and Austin. The question is not whether we're going to grow. It's how do we prepare for that growth? And that includes infrastructure, economic development, and public safety.
We have that growth between San Antonio and Austin, but it can grow like a tumor, or it can grow like healthy,
absolutely,
strong tissue.
Yes.
And so leadership is needed in order to try and make that happen. And you can't
more
do that
ever.
As, the, you know, it's going to take cooperation and leadership and smart, you know, business acumen to develop that. Is that something that you've thought about?
I think about that all the time, right? I mean, about 4 weeks ago, my wife, Anna, and I, we welcome our first child, Andre, baby Andy. And I reflect on my why. Part of my campaign, my narrative for my campaign has been choosing San Antonio first. I chose this city to have a life, you know, build my career, start my family. And I want our children and grandchildren to choose San Antonio first. So to your question, David, I think a lot about what we need to do to make sure that we retain young talent, to make sure that we create the right job conditions, that we fight crime, that we have the right infrastructure moving forward, and that we secure a better future for San Antonio.
Beto Altamirano is the candidate, one of 27, running for mayor of San Antonio. We have eight that we're featuring this week on Texas Public Radio, The Source. Beto, thank you so much for coming in. It was great talking to you and seeing you again.
Thank you, David, and to everyone listening.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to be hearing from Gina Ortiz-Jones, and she will take your questions. You can call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Source continues right after this.